it's time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio, and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. Now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave. And good Tuesday afternoon, everyone. And it is, well, a good Tuesday afternoon, except for Browns fans.
Yeah. But before we start on that, did you talk to Juan Valdez when he...
I did. I didn't have a chance for much. He was in a hurry.
Yeah, he was, you know, he's very concerned. They may slap a tariff on the
mule. On the mule? Yeah. That's not a good thing.
And coming back and forth like he always does... At 25%, whew, the mule's upset. I don't know.
Well,
he's trying to negotiate something that, since he has...
You can put more mules on the border.
Yeah.
Give him an extra
week. No, they don't want more mules on it. He's a special mule. You know, he's Juan Valdez's mule.
Yeah.
And he's a symbol of Colombian coffee. And there is some concern on Juan's part. He's okay. He has an international passport, but and the mule. I think he had an accident here coming in when he heard the news that there would be tariffs.
Yeah.
He had an accident. So, and you need a big pooper scooper.
You do, yeah.
For him. So anyway, you're right. You're right. I just wanted to let you know Juan was upset. I did have a chance to talk to him. And
no wonder he didn't stick around too long.
He's trying to negotiate a settlement. The mule, whose name is
Mule. Yeah.
is able to come back and forth without any tariff. I mean, it would be very expensive for him. That could be the end of our coffee ride. Breaking news.
Actually, before we get into sports.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday, I was out walking.
You were?
And a groundhog came up to me.
Yes.
Yeah, he was complaining.
About
people's perceptions of groundhogs.
I don't have any preconceived.
They feel that they are preconceived. So we talked a little while, and I brought him into the recording studio.
Yeah.
We kind of did this from his thoughts.
Oh,
here.
My goodness.
Yeah,
that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, let's go to, here we go. Yeah.
I live in a place, a real hole in the floor, a place where there's no lock on the door. I very seldom ever leave my hole. People what to do. I don't know why they pick on me. I'm just a rodent, anyone can see. I'm not very tall and I'm very furry. I could use a little help. Someone call Bill Murray. I'm just a people what to do. It's not like I took any drama class, but every February there's lots of camera flash. Spring will soon be here, come what may. Don't know why they take stock in what I say. I'm just a groundhog, not an apologist.
hole and tell people what to do.
Well.
And he's a fine voice, too.
You sure it was a male?
No, I don't know.
I mean,
I'm not going to ask. That would be, or look, that would be impolite.
Yeah. Well, quite a talented groundhog.
Yeah. What do you?
How do you know it wasn't a woodchuck?
He wasn't chucking any wood.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, he felt really misunderstood. This.
He did. Yeah. He did.
Or she.
They had this pressure built into them, they feel. Yeah, and that's what he was complaining about, yeah. You know?
So was it Akron Aaron? You know, you got Buckeye Chuck, you got...
No, this is just a regular
groundhog.
They all feel the pressure.
February 2nd is cold, and they have this obligation every February 2nd.
Yeah, that's this problem.
I mean, that's terrible.
That's his problem.
I mean, they're hibernating, for goodness sakes. I think
they're hibernators. Yeah.
Yeah. Poor things are, you know, like Punxsutawney Phil. They drag him out.
They do.
And PETA doesn't like that, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they don't.
And the poor thing has to predict the weather. I know meteorologists hate groundhogs. They just, you know, they got all that. Some of them don't have. They just have certificates, but the guys and gals who go to meteorology—that's a tough
to predict the weather wrong.
Yeah. Everybody pays attention to this groundhog, but well, very talented. I mean,
it was very talented.
What did he or she produce it at your house?
No, I took care of the production part.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They came in and said, said he wanted to say
his bit. Are they housebroken, these groundhogs?
They weren't there long enough, thankfully, that they, you know.
Okay.
Drove my cats crazy.
Well, I could imagine. Yeah. I know if I brought a groundhog into the house, first of all, my wife Nancy would probably not be pleased. And I know my dog Ozzy would not be pleased. I mean, but thankfully the day went
and
calmly.
He got
for
his peace, and he actually felt a little better afterwards.
Well, he
got
went through a catharsis. He just got it all out.
Yeah.
I can't tell. I mean,
they had to take the pronouns away, but other than that, you know, it was hard to tell.
Well, very good, very good. How do you coax?
He came up to me and started complaining.
Yeah, and I said, I want to sing a song.
It came up to me and started complaining. You're right, I don't know. Male, female.
Male, female. Well, it's good that they recognize a person of your talent and went to say, can you help me on this? But very good. Very good.
There you go.
Yeah. It's one of the biggest holidays of the year, groundhogs.
Really?
I think
For groundhogs, yeah.
Well, Punxsutawney. They make a big thing out of it. The guys get all dressed up in tuxedos and top hats, and they drag this poor roten out of the ground and say, can you see your shadow? Oh, I can't see anything. Okay, 6 weeks more of winter.
And what is it if they don't see their shadow?
Oh, it's early spring.
Okay.
Buckeye Chuck didn't see a shadow, so in Ohio, we're going to have an early spring.
Well, Buckeye Chuck is down around Columbus?
I thought it was Cleveland. The Cleveland. You'll have to look that up. I do believe it's a Cleveland. I thought it was Cleveland Chuck for a while, but it's Buckeye Chuck. I guess he expanded to the whole state. The Cleveland Natural Science Center houses Buckeye
really?
Chuck.
Marion, Ohio.
Well, Marion. Huh.
Kind of a western central type.
Thing, well, know. I thought somebody told me it was Cleveland, but that's okay. Apparently he didn't, or she didn't see, Buckeye Chuck would be a he, so didn't see his shadow, so we're going to have an early spring. Yeah. I hope.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
I think, again, There's not much difference between 6 weeks and an early spring, so.
Well, anyway. Okay.
Now breaking news. Instead of broken news,
it's breaking news. It could be broken news.
Could be.
Miles Garrett.
Wait. Breaking news. Hang on. Here we go.
Okay.
Ready for this?
Yeah, we don't do
breaking
this.
News. Breaking news. Breaking news.
Right from the
there we go.
Teleprompter or whatever that
there
thing
we
is.
Go.
Miles Garrett, the NFL Sporting News Player of the Year, our best player on the team, has formally requested a trade to leave the organization. He's had it. It basically, Andrew Berry said, Miles Garrett doesn't want to go anywhere. He wants to go from Cleveland to Canton, which means
that's all. Yeah, that's what he said.
In his statement, he says, no, not necessarily. I want some Super Bowls. And the man of his talent being wasted here in Cleveland.
Can you imagine him in Detroit?
Well, yeah. I would think.
Would he be enough to help them go over the edge?
Yeah. I mean, he would help any NFL. I don't know what they're going to do. I think they still have control of him.
They do.
Under a contract. Right. And I believe they could extract a big gain for a rebuild, because that's what they're in. They're going
right.
to have to rebuild.
Yeah, they're not admitting it. And what if they could get a first round this year and a second round next year?
I think they're going to demand even more. I think they want to.
Yeah, but they're stupider than other teams, so, you know.
I think you could, my goodness, a first rounder plus. Somebody was mentioning on the radio that maybe a Minnesota would be a good pick to get two outstanding backup players and a first rounder. I don't know. They're not going to trade him to a low, like a Tennessee, and get their draft. He wants to go
right,
to a
because he still has the no trade clause. He can refuse a trade.
I don't know.
He has a no trade contract. He can refuse a trade. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I would think a team like Detroit, as you mentioned, would be a great. Pittsburgh, they're not going to trade him to a team within that division. I just can't see that happening. Buffalo, perhaps. Maybe there's some players there that they want. They're not going to get if they get a first round draft pick, they're going to get it from a team that's probably going to be very low on the first round draft pick. So they're going to demand maybe a first round draft pick, but something significant in addition to that. It's my belief. If they honor that commitment. But you don't want to, you could help the rebuild by getting some newer talent, new young talent in here, 4 miles. He's a valuable asset that could garner some, talent into the new rebuild, which is what we're going to be in.
But if we grab Russell Wilson now, he's available.
No, he's not going to be Russell Wilson. it's going to be.
Russell Wilson is not being re-signed by Pittsburgh.
No, and he shouldn't be signed by the Browns either. He's had it. they got to get maybe a Carson. They're going to have a stopgap veteran quarterback. And
you mean when they can win games?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just checking.
I think that there is. A couple, maybe, quarterbacks in the draft. Being the big one being here, what's
that? Sanders?
Yeah, Sanders. I don't remember his first name. It's, Anyway, it's Sanders. It's Deion Sanders' son. And,
Shedeur? S-H-E-D-E-U-R?
Yeah, it's something like that. Yeah.
Shedeur? Shedeur?
I just had it here.
His middle name is Dion. Shador Dion Sanders.
Yes. Yes, Shador.
Shador.
Right. Yeah, okay. I found it in there my notes here. So he's from Colorado, and I guess he's got raw talent. I mean, great arm. He would have to be coached up for a year or two. So the thinking would be, would the Browns use their number three draft pick, if he's still available, to get him? I don't know. But in the meantime, they're going to have a journeyman veteran quarterback take the helm until he...
Well, they'll probably wait. Well, again, there's no really NFL-ready QBs in the draft right now anyway.
No.
Because sometimes what they do is when there's a good draft class, they wait until after the draft and see who gets pushed aside.
Yeah, I mean, you got Washington got lucky with their rookie quarterback.
He did an amazing job. Yeah. An amazing job.
Yeah. They don't see that in this particular. Now, they have another thing to consider, too, at the Browns thinking maybe, is that they do have tremendous talent in the draft for defensive linemen. So, if he goes somewhere, maybe they can get a first-round draft pick, a prospect quarterback. I don't know, but there's an ability there to get a high-quality defensive end. It's not going to be Myles Garrett ready, but maybe potentially replace him with a draft pick. I don't know, but certainly I would think that Andrew Berry – and the doofuses would want to honor his Myles Garrett's trade request in hopes that they could shore up a rebuild. Now, you can rebuild quickly in the NFL. We haven't done it, but
I was
Washington
say, we're
did
still
it.
Waiting for it to happen since 1999. Yeah.
the fact is that, Washington turned it around. You can turn it around with a coaching in Detroit. They turned it around.
That's been since Dorsey's been there as their GM. He has been building their team over the last 3-4 years to what they gave this year, to which everyone was hoping would be trip.
I was deeply disappointed Detroit didn't get into the Super Bowl, but. A couple plays here or there, they could have. I mean, it's just the way the NFL is. And we'll see. We'll see. But I would think Myles Garrett has to be, along with Nick Chubb, the number one and number two jerseys that sell. I mean, are you going to want to watch?
are we even going to re-sign Chubb?
No.
Because his contract is up, but he'd have to be re-signed.
It would be...
if you wanted to stay, it would be for basically...
Veterans minimum,
yeah.
And incentives. I can't... He's had a broken foot. Now, the broken foot, I guess some experts are saying, is a blessing. Because broken feet can be healed rather... You know, it's 6-8 weeks, and it's not as debilitating as the knee was.
Well, right.
So... Given extra time with an injury happening could help his knee. I mean, when you're talking about the money generated by an NFL team,
right,
to give Nick Chubb something like $5 million is chump change.
It is, yeah.
So they may, because he
is
a fan favorite.
As he continued playing until he broke his foot, he was starting to build back up to where he was before his knee injury.
Yeah.
It started off slow. But by he was average, I think, close to 6 yards a carry before he broke his foot.
Yeah.
So he had built up to that, and we were seeing the old Nick Chubb once again.
Yeah. I think he's 29. I'm not sure.
That was what Myles Garrett is, right?
Yeah. Well, both, running back.
Did they come out of the same draft?
I think they did.
I think they did, yeah.
Very close to it. Well, Myles Garrett was the number one draft pick.
And Nick Chubb was first pick in the second round.
Yeah.
For the Browns.
And he's just, he typifies the old Cleveland work ethic. You know what I mean? A hard-nosed
Nick came from Nick Saban's stable, and Nick Saban believed in that too.
Yeah, just hardworking. If I make a touchdown here, ref, here's the ball. I don't go into all these crazy dances. He's just a good Cleveland Brown player, and it would make some sense for them to keep him.
It would. Yeah. He is also a fan favorite, and hopefully has the ability to come back again.
Because I can't think of another fan favorite other than Chubb and Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
I mean, who else?
DTR. he's the only quarterback actually we have under contract right
now.
Yeah,
but he's not going to be around. I don't think they're going to clear a house. It wouldn't surprise.
Going to start the year with no quarterbacks. There you go.
You're going to get. I'm sure. I mean, I think in March they start the free agency and all that stuff begins. And I mean, we're still haven't played the Super Bowl yet. So
I saw a little meme on. There was a map of the United States.
Yeah.
And it was all gray except one area around Pennsylvania, one area around Kansas City. Mm-hmm. It said what people are interested in America. And had the Kansas City, they had Philadelphia. The whole rest of them was gray, which was baseball season.
Well, the Super Bowl is a repeat of what happened a couple of
years
ago.
Yeah.
And the Kansas City Buffalo Bills smashed records of viewership.
Yeah.
And I would think that people, it's Super Bowl has become a kind of a national holiday, and it's going to be
biggest day that people call off from. The day after the Super Bowl.
Well, there's rumor when, and it's going to happen, I don't know when, but when they expand the season from 17 to 18, it would actually move it into President's Day weekend, and then you would have your holiday right after Super Bowl.
Get rid of the exhibition games that they charge full price for. Just do warm-ups and do scrimmages like they do in preseason. They do scrimmage against other teams from time to time.
Well, let's face it.
Do a couple scrimmages where people aren't really going to get hurt.
Yeah. Well, with 18-game season.
You got to start earlier than when you start
then. Yeah. And look at college. They don't have a preseason.
No.
But they usually start out like Ohio State with Akron or Kent.
That's their preseason.
I mean, that's their preseason game, right? I mean, they're warming up.
Ooh, Bowling Green. Ooh.
Akron's only favored to lose by 50? That's close. I mean, I'm going to pay $150 to go see that. They front load these big college teams.
Sure. To get them warmed up. Absolutely.
Get them warmed up and give money to a program like Akron or Kent or Bowling Green. So, or even Youngstown.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, which is not even it's a one double A team. It's not even. Anyway, it helps their programs, and if they go to NFL does go to a 18-game season, I would think that the preseason games would be eliminated. Maybe one,
go to combine.
But then you're going to have end up, President's Day weekend as being
started a week earlier. Well, okay. If you have to get that day off, but a lot of places don't really observe President's Day anymore.
No.
You don't hear.
No, well, the federal holiday, but who knows? I don't want to get into that, but it used to be all the government workers. The mailman gets it off.
They can get drunk.
Male women too.
Male women too.
Yeah, once in a while. Bob's my mailman. I like Bob.
You like Bob?
Yeah, Bob. Walking Ozzy always stops and gives him a treat. And Ozzy climbs up on the truck and shakes his hand. And Bob really likes Ozzy. I don't think Bob knows my name, but he knows Ozzy.
He knows Ozzy. Yeah.
So, good mailman. He's right down the street here at 44319.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway. It's going to be disappointing for the Browns fans to lose Myles Garrett, but let's face it, they're in a rebuild. They need to get new people in here who want to help with that. And Miles wants to go to a Super Bowl contender, which is Detroit, which could be Buffalo. It could be a lot of teams, Chargers. I mean, there's a whole first tier of teams that have the potential.
That are in playoff.
Mode. Playoff Tampa Bay. I mean, maybe Tampa Bay with Baker Mayfield.
Back with Baker. Yeah.
Baker did a good job. He made the All-Star team.
He was, what, third or fourth alternate? Something
yeah,
like that?
Anyway. And for a miss or a field goal attempt, they would have gone to the next level. But he's come back and done a respectable job with Tampa, Baker.
Ever since he's there, he has taken them to the playoffs.
I mean, there's probably about eight or nine teams with a tweak here or there could be Super Bowl contenders. And the Browns are not one of them.
No.
And they could look at who can offer them the best package.
Closest one we had was with a guy named Baker Mayfield. We were within 2 minutes.
Or Flacco.
2 minutes of winning that game.
Yeah, well, Flacco, too, could have almost.
Well, but, except you know, Flacco, the first playoff game, we got eliminated with him.
Yeah. Well, no, we won the first one, didn't we?
No.
Oh, I thought we beat Pittsburgh. I thought Flacco beat Pittsburgh in the first round. I could be wrong. Anyway, it didn't go far.
It didn't, no.
No. And here once again, the Browns with their front office will...
But they're not going to say rebuild because that would not help sell tickets.
Well, everybody knows it's a rebuild.
Everybody knows it is, but they're not going to say it.
If we know it's a rebuild, us intellectual peons when it comes to football knowledge. No, I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't degrade us, but why not?
Well, I mean,
we know it's a rebuild.
We know
if we know it's a rebuild.
Especially if Garrett's gone, then it's definitely a rebuild. And if you trade him, you better get something for him.
Oh, substantially. Yeah. It has to be.
I mean, he's still up for the NFL Player of the Year period, not just Sporting News, but.
Yeah. Well, he's an amazing athlete.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, he has arms like mine.
He has arms like my legs. Only they work better than my legs work. Yeah.
I mean, he can vertically jump like almost 4 feet or something. It's incredible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, he's probably got 2 to 3 more years of outstanding football. And he's a sure Hall of Famer. I think if something would happen to him now, he would be a sure Hall of Famer.
Well, he is the fastest one to reach 100 sacks in the history of the NFL.
Yeah. Well, when I worked for Acme, I had 100 sacks.
You did? Yeah. Are you in the Acme Hall of Fame?
No.
Well, what's wrong with them?
I don't know. I would not be. I guarantee I would not be in the Acme.
For those not in the this area, Acme is a local grocery chain.
That's right. So. Yes. Well, Acme is also another name of a chain out in the east.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, okay.
It's also where Wile E. Coyote gets all the stuff for the Roadrunner.
Yeah, he was ahead of his time. He thought Amazon was the first to do this.
No,
Acme was.
Yeah,
he got his anvils.
Everything. you name it, you can get
ray guns. Poor. I mean, he went. Why didn't he just buy himself a big chicken? Instead of a puny Roadrunner I've always tried that. There's another thing that's always bothered me too is why Dean Martin left Houston to begin with. That and Wile E. Coyote spending all this money on stuff he could have bought himself a KFC bucket.
Yeah.
No. He had to get that scrawny Roadrunner who he never caught.
No.
And look at that. Physical damage he did to himself trying to get.
And from what I understand in real life, coyotes are actually faster than roadrunners. It ruined my life when I learned that. It ruined my life. You know,
it ruined your life.
He had the rocket and
everything.
What
kind of life have you led if that ruined your life?
It's very sad.
Very sad.
Very sad. Oof. I'm talking to groundhogs. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Who sing?
Who sings? Singing yeah. talking yeah. groundhogs. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it should, I, you know what? I think, I'm predicting that Philadelphia will win the Super Bowl.
Ah, so there will be no three-peat.
I don't think so. And every time you say three-peat, you have to pay Pat Riley, the former head.
Yeah, they say not until it actually happens. So, you know, so you could say that now, but once you say it, once they actually do it, then you got to pay Pat
okay,
Riley.
He was the head basketball coach
for
Miami.
Miami Heat, yeah.
And then they went three in a row, and he copyrighted the slogan.
Trademarked it.
Three-peat.
Yeah.
So if Kansas City wins.
And they start saying three-peat. Really,
he gets like a royalty.
He'll get royalties on that, yeah.
Some other team did that and said he made like $200,000 just for nothing because he had a copy. They had to pay him. They had to pay him a fee. So good for him to think that. I mean, that's, come up with a slogan, copyright it,
On paper, Philadelphia has the better team. On paper.
Well, Kansas City's favored by a point and a half. And I think that
point and a half, I think. Yeah,
And the reason is they've been there so many times.
Yeah.
They're used to it. I mean,
They also get a lot of funky calls that are in their favor.
The officials.
I don't think it's a conspiracy. I'm just saying I think they get away with some stuff.
Away with a good placement on a fourth down against Buffalo.
Yeah.
One official had it a first down, the other one didn't. And now they're calling for maybe an electronic device to measure first downs because of it. I question why they did that. I mean, they tried it twice and they got stopped. They did it again.
Yeah.
And I think that cost them the game. But anyway, Shaquin Barkley is going to be the key. If he can have a tremendous game against the Kansas City defense, I think they could pull it off.
Yeah. Their defense has been stronger the whole season. Now, their offense certainly picked up against Buffalo.
Yeah.
But in general, they won almost all their games by one score or less.
Boy, it's just hard to, it's hard to bet against Mahomes.
Because when he's on the line, he even plays differently than when he's, you know, when he's just playing a game.
Yeah. I didn't know this, but Nick Sirianni, the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, he's from here, this area.
Well, I didn't realize that either.
Yeah, he went to Mount Union.
Okay.
And started his football career with them and went on to different locations. But he's a local guy. Played for Mount Union.
And when he was there 2 years ago in the Super Bowl, it really wasn't until now that he's repeated 2 years later back there again.
Yeah.
Now he's finally getting some positive attention.
Yeah, I mean, last year they kind of nosedived at the end. I mean, they won all these games and then – plummeted, didn't even make it to the playoffs. They made
the playoffs, but I don't think they did not go deep.
The fans were ready. Philly fans are nuts. So,
well, they are anyway.
Yeah,
whether it be baseball or football.
Yeah, you were in the Super Bowl last year, had a bad year. Get rid of them.
Basketball is just as bad there as is hockey. But since nobody goes to hockey games there, okay.
Hockey. Baseball too.
Yeah.
Baseball as well. We'll see.
The Philly Fanatic. Yep.
I don't even know who's coaching or managing the
Philly. I don't Philly. Either.
I don't
Must be somebody.
It's a national
Must be league. Somebody over there, right?
Yeah. So, what's your feeling? You think Kansas City?
I think on paper that Philly has the edge. It's so hard to cross out Mahomes.
Yeah, but they have the intangibles.
I think if they do win this, because it is an aging team, that this may be a good part of it for
this
for
could them. Be it. I can't fathom them going back a fourth time with Kelsey's about ready to retire.
He's about ready to retire. And there's other things for him to do. Plenty of things for him to do. And besides Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
You know, because he's getting media ready like his brother is. And
well, they just signed a $10 million contract each for a podcast. $10 million.
$10 million for a podcast.
Yeah.
So the,
for him and his brother.
So it's a $20 million podcast for the two of them.
Yeah. So I mean,
they're Northeast Ohio boys. I'm not going to say
Cleveland
bad about
Heights.
Them.
Cleveland Heights.
Yeah.
Which the former mayor of Akron now is the city manager. Dan Corrigan. Did you know that?
He just went up there. Yeah.
So I would think it wouldn't surprise me if Kelsey. Jason, he hangs it up after this season. Travis, I mean.
Jason's already of it.
No, he was – I wonder if he's kind of, gee, I could have been in the Super Bowl against my brother again.
But he retired after their loss, I believe.
He retired last year.
Last year was his final year. Okay.
Yeah, and everybody thought, wow, he's going to come back because – He didn't. It's not like he's going to be hurting for cash.
No.
So
he may make more money off his football.
He's
don't have to get beat up to do that.
No, he's does Courtyard by Marriott commercials. He's in all kinds.
Oh, he's
of
in the BW3 commercials. I think.
Oh, is that right?
He's there with the big buffalo with wings,
and he's good too. Yeah. I mean, those guys are natural.
Because he's talking to somebody that isn't there. You know, he's talking to this big buffalo. I have a brother. Yeah.
Oh, if he's
is he here? No, he's not.
Well, you think he would be. That's a good commercial. I like that one. I like the buffalo and the buffalo.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though they're not buffaloes, they're bisons, buffaloes. I didn't know that.
He's going over. I like the one where he's going over all the things that are fouls. And what? Well, that's a foul. What if he did it? Well, that's a foul. Really? That's a foul, too? How do you play this game?
And he's also doing commentary for some
some network. Yeah,
network. I forgot.
He does the pregame, a little bit of halftime, and then postgame.
Isn't ESPN he's on?
Maybe it is. I've seen him on the network because one of their games got shifted over to ABC.
It's
possible he's on ESPN.
I'm trying to rate the best pregame and halftime. I don't like the Fox team very much. They're all right. The ones for Amazon are not very good. I think CBS probably has the best with Coach Cower and those guys. Sometimes it's meaningless. I mean, the halftime show lasts 2 minutes because they're filling in the rest with commercials.
Yeah, and especially during the playoffs here, they have this hour pregame show, and they're just talking about one, maybe the second game that you'll be later in the day, you know, and there's just not that much to talk about to fill an hour with.
Yeah. James Brown is very good, too. Then you got Carissa Thompson, which, I don't know. Why is she there? Well, good. You know, she's eye candy. But there's
You got something against eye candy?
I don't have anything, but I don't think she's, of all the women reporters, she's even close to, like, the CBS, Tracy, what's Tracy's last name? She's very good. And
there's that one that calls some
Lisa Salters.
That calls some of the games. She called one of the Cleveland games, I think.
She did. I mean,
I'm not sure who that one was.
I don't know. Anyway, it's a big production. Of course, the halftime show.
No.
The halftime. I got.
I will not be watching that.
No. Well, you could drive to Columbus and back. And
or
Marion to see Buckeye Chuck.
Yeah.
And yeah, maybe he would have a deeper voice than the one you came across.
Well, maybe. Yeah. You know, they're little guys. They have high voices.
So, anyway, it should be an interesting game. Rate the commercials. The commercials haven't been great.
I think it's interesting what State Farm did.
I think that was quite
the... They pulled out of the Super Bowl ad because it cost so much to put a 30-second ad, and they probably had more than one. and they're going to use that money to help the California victims.
Fires, yeah.
Wildfire victims.
But Jake from State Farm doesn't like it.
I'm sure he doesn't.
No.
Yeah. And I think Mayhem may have started all those wildfires.
Those are pretty good ones, you know, State Farm and
Mayhem. I love Mayhem. The one I don't like is the emu.
Emu
or whatever.
The last one I like because emu was at a house and he was leaving home stick with a,
You'll never make it.
And sure, 5 years later, my goodness, the bird did it. But you're right. I think, Flo has run its course.
It has.
She has. And then the guy who don't want to be like your parent. That's stupid.
I like the farmers. They're going on and they're showing things that they've actually, events that have actually happened that mm-hmm. they've paid off, that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are pretty cool.
But
I haven't seen one of those in a while, but I think those are pretty cool.
But Mayhem is probably the best one. She's got that leaf blower.
I think he has so much fun with those, you know.
Yeah, he played basketball in the driveway with his real brother.
Yeah,
The brother went through the garage door and said, "Maybe your policy won't pay for something like this." and the one that they had a hornet or something, and he had Mayhem's. Actor's head on the horse.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, anyway, that's a pretty good one too.
Yeah.
But you're right. How much are they charging now? I know we tried to get an ad, right?
We did, and it just wasn't in the budget.
No, by a few million.
$3.45 is in the budget, but I'm just doing a quick check here. I wish my fingers were faster. Here we go. Okay. Here we go.
How much?
$7 million.
For
a 30-second commercial during the Super Bowl 59 cost around $7 million.
Wow.
Companies have paid as much as $4.5 million for pregame ads. Pregame to the Super Bowl, $4.5 million. Postgame ads are going for $4 million.
Wow. Well,
if only they could find a way to make some money from this stuff.
And a lot of it is beer.
It's, yeah, beer it comes out to $233 a second for a Super Bowl ad.
And that's not including the production of the...
Right, because you're going to be in the Super Bowl. You're going to have at least $1.5 million into the production of it as well.
Anheuser-Busch used to do a lot. We'll see. I don't know.
Those ones make me cry.
What,
Clydesdales and the dogs. And, oh.
You're very emotional.
I'm very emotional.
You want me to go over there and slap you in the face?
Please.
I will.
Yeah.
And Doritos. How many Doritos you have to sell to get $7.5 million?
That's a lot of Doritos, man.
Yeah.
But they make that up usually by having these contests and everybody having to buy 50 bags a piece to do these homemade Dorito commercial ads that never get seen.
Yeah. Well, one of the big reasons that the tariffs are off for Mexico for another 30 days is the guacamole.
They
didn't want to upset the guacamole people and not have the dip for the big game. So that's why we'll skip a month. We'll see what happens. But avocados, you can't grow too many avocados around here.
No.
Not in this weather.
Don't grow too well in the wildfires either.
What else has happened? Another massage case.
Yes.
Justin Tucker, the kicker. I would think Hall of Fame kicker for Baltimore, was accused of...
actually, several.
Three or four. Back in 2016.
A plethora, which is more than one,
I think,
right?
Yeah. 2016, accused of mishandling his massage.
These guys have paid massage therapists from their teams. Why don't they take advantage of those?
Well, here's it's alleged he's saying he has the same lawyer as Deshaun Watson, I would think.
There's a guy that's making money.
Yeah, but yeah. Justin Tucker, he's a concert pianist. He's held up as one of the best kickers of all time. What damage will he, his career now take that these accusations, that's what they are at this time, from 8 years ago, 9 years ago, and will affect? I mean, it's sad. It's sad if it's true. I mean, we don't know. We just simply do not know. Well, there was a big trade in basketball.
Oh, was there?
Yeah, yeah. Anthony Davis, a cohort of LeBron James, going to Dallas for Luka Doncic. Everybody's talking about it.
Okay, I wasn't. But okay.
And
but I'm not everybody.
No.
I am not everybody.
I mean, both are extremely good basketball players.
Yeah.
And I guess they were looking for more offense, the L.A. Lakers, and they were looking for more defense or offense in Dallas. Of course, our Cavaliers creamed them on Sunday. We beat them 144-101. And because of the turmoil created by the trade, there was a couple players missing from Dallas, and we took advantage of it. So the Cavs have already exceeded, let me see here. They have 40 wins already, only 9 losses. They had that 3-game losing streak last week before and maybe that, you know, brought them back to earth. I don't know. But we got Donovan Mitchell, who will be a starter in the All-Star game. And that probably All-Star game will be 220 to 210. They have no defense in the All-Star game. But it's an honor for these players to be named as starters, Donovan Mitchell. And then you got Darius Garland and Evan Mobley.
Our alternates.
Alternates.
So. How do alternates see action?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I
You're not going to leave the starters in the whole time. You're right.
Yeah, you got Kenny Atkinson, who's coaching.
He's coaching because he's leading the East in record.
Yeah, my hope is how they're definitely now going to be in the playoffs. I mean, they definitely will be in the playoffs. So how does he manage keeping the team sharp, but not wearing them out? Because the playoffs are a different game.
Yeah,
and. One thing that I thought was pretty classy, the organization did credit Bickerstaff when Detroit came into town last Monday, and about developing a good defensive theory. I mean, he couldn't get them to the level they wanted them, and they fired them, but they did give him credit for developing things that are now helping this coach succeed.
Right.
And really, Detroit was not very good last year, and they already have, they're above 500. Yeah.
That's an improvement.
Yeah. And I always liked him. I always liked him.
You know, it wasn't his fault he didn't go further last year, because he had at least three starters out for that final game, and they were still competitive. So how does that? On him, and I understand, you know, but Kenny Atkinson has taken the same team. Of course, there were a lot more injuries all throughout the season last year. Now, is it because, what Atkinson does, he purposely rests players so many days to make sure that they don't get wore out before the end of the season. And with players that were out injured all year last year, maybe they had to play too much.
Yeah. Well, I think it was a philosophical difference between Bickerstaff and the front office.
Yeah, he's really good at Bickerstaff is helping to build a team.
Yeah.
But had his starters been there, could they have done better at the end during the playoffs?
Yeah.
I think so.
I think so, too. And
because most of the playoffs, well, they had Kenny at least Atkinson one player missing every game throughout the playoff.
But starter. Atkinson has utilized the bench a lot more. And some of the players.
And the bench
he's using 10 players.
And the benches responded.
Yeah, very. Yeah,
in the past, our benches say, "No, really? Okay, I'll go in."
You got Tristan Thompson from time to time. He still helps out, and they've had, you know, Dwayne Wade's been hurt a lot, but overall, Okoro's been hurt. So has Caris LeVert, but he's using these young guys really well and in the mix. He has Garland and Mitchell at the same time. Then he alternates Mobley and Allen. I thought Jared Allen should also be named as a reserve, but he wasn't. It's a good team. Is it enough to beat, I think, the cream of the crop, which is Oklahoma?
There is the season team, and then there's the playoff teams.
That's correct.
Because some teams, some players – They'll play, but they don't play full heart until it comes to playoff time.
Yeah, because they don't, you know, the season is just
a chance to get to the playoffs.
You get to the playoffs, it's a different thing. And a home court advantage is good, but we'll see. We'll see. But you got to be pleased with how the Cavs.
Absolutely.
Have, 40-9. Who would have thought they would be 40-9 at this point? All right. What else we have here? I know you're excited about this. Brittany Griner going to the Atlanta Dream. Well, we don't.
It's nice that she's not in a Russian prison anymore. Good for her.
Yeah. That's all I know. I mean, you got Caitlin Clark coming back, and I hope it does continue the popularity of women's basketball, and both on the college and professional level. I just don't know if it will.
I think when you see what she is, you know, she already took the worst team in the league, and they were, I think, above 500 last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they're now starting with, you know, building around her so that it will, if they are smart enough to build around her properly, they can continue to get better. And you could see next year them possibly going for the WNBA championship.
Yeah.
And as long as she's in that picture, I think the WNBA has mishandled her as a publicity so much. And all the viewership is up in WNBA because of the interest that she brought to the WNBA. Mm-hmm. And they left her out of the Olympics. And there was another event that they had that they left her out of. I'm thinking, what is wrong with you people? You're taking the most popular person. Maybe you think she didn't earn it, but she got the attention. She gets the attention. She gets the ratings.
And she
you're morons.
And she plays very well.
She plays, yes.
Rookie of the year. I don't know. I really don't. I mean, she has jump-started the WNBA more than
people,
any other player.
It seems like they're jealous about it.
Could be. You never know.
She gets all this attention. Well, maybe because she's brought your sport to life.
Yeah. So we'll see. But what was that?
I think there's a Maxwell out in the hall or something. Yeah.
Oh, that's a tariff alert for the mule.
A tariff alert for the mule.
Oh, no. It says, get out of here. I hope it's corrected by next week because we need the coffee.
Need the coffee.
Hard to believe, but the truck with all the equipment has left Cleveland to go down to the 11th,
which is next Monday. Pitchers and catchers report.
Yeah, well, I guess apparently because of the construction going on at Progressive Field, the equipment was kept someplace in Streetsboro.
Really?
So
I didn't know that.
Yes. I know I'm full of this stuff.
You're full of it. Yeah.
Full of it. All right. So the truck with all the equipment has left Streetsboro on its way to Goodyear, Arizona. And they left on Monday, and they should be there by Friday. I don't know why they just don't keep it there. I mean, just after the season, just move it down there. I mean,
after the season, sure.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, I guess it's a big deal. But, yes, hard to believe pitchers and catchers will be reporting next week. And it'll be interesting to see what the Guardians will do at first. And DH, I still don't like right now the name escapes me, first baseman.
The one that's
Naylor,
gone.
Naylor. Yes. Naylor being traded. And
He was just really getting the back. I mean, but he did fine.
But, you know, okay. Uh-oh.
Another tariff?
Oh, no. Where is that? Is that me?
I don't know.
No. I hope I'm not. I usually have my phone off. I forgot to turn it off. I don't like that. Then we sign Carlos Santana, who's 102.
You got a good guitarist.
Yeah, for more money than Naylor was going to get. Is he going to be your first baseman / DH? And
what did they get for? Because they traded Naylor. What did they get for him?
A couple of prospects. Pitching prospect. And second base.
Which is so weird because we've been so good in past years at finding in the draft and drafting and promoting our own pitchers.
Yeah.
That they're going to trade Naylor for some more pitching?
Yeah. Well, Josh Naylor, their concern has been his physical fitness. I mean, he's a large man. And they were concerned about his stamina. And apparently he's not doing anything about it. He likes his cheeseburgers, I guess. So do I.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. Right field's a question whether John Kennedy Noel will John Kenzie
John,
Noel,
John Kenzie Noel,
yeah, Noel yeah. will be right fielder, but basically, you know, the pitching is good. I mean, got good pitch starting pitching has been shored up a little bit. Of course, Bieber won't be available
until June,
and we'll see what happens there. But the power ratings right now have them up there. As far as being a contender.
More than they had last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, last year they had really grossly underestimated what they were going to do. That's why sometimes it's good to be the underdog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lane Thomas is probably center field, and you've got Jose coming back. And excited. Baseball is just right around the corner.
Yep.
Right around the corner. Hard to believe.
It won't be long before you hear Tom Hamilton.
Oh, you know
Hamilton
what? I have to.
Yes.
This is beginning our 18th season together.
18th season.
18th season together.
Wow. Most marriages don't last that long.
No. 18 months, isn't it? Can you believe it?
It's just shocking. It is shocking.
Of course. This month, we start our 18th season together.
Wow.
And they said it wouldn't last.
Usually they're right. Yeah. I have no idea who they are.
Gosh.
They say all these things, we don't know who they are.
Yeah. Well, I was only 32 when I started this.
Yes, you were.
And guess what? Doctor, how do you do? Is still in a coma.
Well, maybe someday.
And maybe someday.
You may know.
I may know. Here we go. Can you believe? Our 18th season.
18th season. Unbelievable.
Whew. Best years of my life I've given you. Okay, what is the smartest bird on Earth?
The smartest bird on Earth?
Yes.
I don't know.
Albert
Einstein. Okay.
Okay, I got another one.
Okay.
That was bad.
That was a dad joke. Yeah.
Did you hear about the population of Ireland?
No, what happened to the population?
It's Dublin.
It's Dublin. That one I like. There you go.
Okay.
All right. That's going to do. We'll be back again next
18th
week.
18th year starting.
Yep. Good thing I have the ironclad no pay contract with you. Yeah. And we'll see. And no trade clause either.
No trade. Who would want me? That's the question.
And for this week on Sportside Bar, we'll see everyone next week.